I think it's fair to say climate change is all sorts of a policy question. You know, it affects economics, it affects health, but it also affects national security. Why is it a national security question? I think I normally think of it in three categories. First, it affects the ability of the military to do its mission today. It affects infrastructure, it affects readiness, it constrains training, and frankly, in some of the more extreme situations, the hurricanes or other extreme weather can take out a base for a certain amount of period of time. It also, in the sort of second category, I would say that it affects the missions that we're going to have to do in the future. You start looking at more extreme weather, more disasters, and you have to anticipate an uptick in the requirements for humanitarian assistance and disaster response. You also have a whole new ocean that's appearing in the Arctic. As the Arctic ice recedes, and it doesn't take a science degree to see that the Arctic ice is receding, the Navy's going to have a whole set of new responsibilities with a new ocean to patrol. There's new trade routes, new folks looking to do resource extraction. And so that creates a whole new freedom of the seas, freedom of navigation set of issues that the Navy's going to have to deal with in the future.